All right, we're going to laugh, I promise, here with Tweet of the Moment in just a minute. This is the game. John, Tyler, and Mitch all here with you. But this quote from the Kellis story, this is from John Weefald. Quote, Frank should still be at K-State. John Curry wanted to hire his own coach, and they didn't get along. It's too bad. Frank told me many times he wanted to be the coach here until he retired. Indeed, he told me that for a year or two after he left. If someone like Tim Weiser had been the athletic director at K-State, Frank Martin would still be K-State's head basketball coach. That's direct quotes from John Weefald in the Kellis Robinette story. Like, I can't be the only one worked up. 537-1350, 866-776-1350. Let's get some reaction, man. Or tweet it to us. The game KMAN, J.O. Kurtz. We'll step aside from this so I just don't beat it into a pulp right now. But, like, if you got some reaction to it, let us hear it. 537-1350. For now, it is time to venture into a special edition here, Tweet of the Moment.
Do you remember when we used to dance?
It's the Tweet of the Moment. Tell us what your heart meant.
So we came up with the idea that because Kansas fans were being crazy and irrational on Twitter in the aftermath of their loss to Oregon, to give them their own Tweet of the Moment here, the best tweets in the heat of the moment after Kansas gets upset by Oregon in the Elite Eight.
And as usual, we'll start with some of the more tame ones and we'll build up to some of the truly special tweets from the other night. But we start out with Vincent, fire Bill Self. This was a championship team, and to lose two straight years in the Elite Eight deserves firing.
Pretty simple. His problem is just two straight years in the Elite Eight?
Two straight years in the Elite Eight, and it was a championship team. A lot of KU fans felt like Frank Mason deserved better.
So, well, maybe Frank Mason should have played a little bit better consistently throughout the game. I know he was their best player probably, and that's a little unfair. But and the other part of that, like, he had a championship team, and that was the problem. Yeah, he had a championship team that he assembled. Like, what? So if he assembled a round of 32 team, then this would all be cool? You're telling Bill Self he should start assembling round of 32 teams? Is that what needs to happen? Like, the logical fallacies here are just...
From,
this is tweet number one.
From C, it is time. Please fire Bill Self so KU B-ball can actually win again in March.
Besides the three games that they already won this March?
Right. They continue to win Big 12 tournament titles. I mean, they win in March. Maybe not to the level that their seed demands, but from Juan, fire...
What?
Juan?
J-U-A-N?
J-U-A-N, Juan.
Okay, I just making sure there. I like the effort on the pronunciation.
Fire this bleep, Bill Self, man. We have too good of squads not to consistently get it done in the tourney, at least Final Fours.
I mean, look, I guess he has only, you know, he's only been to two Final Fours, but he has a national championship. He has a national championship game appearance. He's been to nine Elite Eights. I mean, let's just, like, who... What is the alternative here? Like, what are you gonna?
We've been talking as K-State fans about who you're gonna go get. Well, if I'm making a list of the best coaches in the country, or the coaches that I would want to take over my team for a season, number one is Coach K, and number two and 2B would be like Tom Izzo and Bill Self. I mean, they're right up there at the very top.
I mean, and like none of them are going to move because, like, why would you do that? They're already at equal jobs. Like, nobody's coming in there.
We're getting into the good stuff now. This one is from Ben, but he actually changed his Twitter name to Fire Bill Self. But it was it was originally Ben.
Says, fight that fight, man.
I know. Kansas's hardest challenge will never be beating another team. It will always be overcoming Bill Self's dip blank coaching. I can't say the entire word.
I just don't, like, I don't even know where to start with it. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. Like, let's just, why don't we get on this train and start pushing the Fire Bill Self movement so that they actually do fire him? Like, do what we can, do our part to make that actually happen so Kansas will become less of a beast for everybody else in the Big 12 to deal with. I think that's, we should go reverse psychology on this. Michael Scott taught me that great lesson once upon a time in the office about reverse psychology. We need to make it happen here.
Speaking of people that I actually kind of know, knowing Shea and Zinger, I cannot imagine the look on his face if he were reading some of these. Just amazing. This one from John.
Not me.
Not you, but spelled correctly. This team sucks. Bill Self can't win the big game. Thanks for nothing. Just like his name, he's all about himself. Fire him. Self in all caps. All about himself. Fire him.
I mean, I'm a man who loves a good pun, so I appreciate that, but like, all about himself. If he was all about himself, wouldn't he want to like win national championships and stuff? I mean, I feel like that would be conducive to being about himself.
And the finale. This one also comes from Ben, who changed his name to Fire Bill Self. Okay, this was a couple hours later. Okay, maybe I'm a bit too hard on Bill Self. I do still think he could still have a very promising future as a coach for wheelchair basketball.
What? We got to make fun of wheelchair. What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people? Like, that one makes me kind of angry. Like, yeah. I'm going to say that they...
Bill Self's future is in wheelchair basketball.
That's not great. I don't love any part of that at all. These people... Ugh, it's a special kind of stupid, man. I mean, it's social media, and as I said yesterday, it's there basically for people to be stupid and out themselves, but that is certainly what appears to have happened here with Kansas fans. I saw some legitimately going back and forth with like some of the talking heads from Kansas City or guys that actually cover KU basketball. I saw a little bit of going back and forth, some bickering with stuff, and it was very entertaining. Like Sam Mellinger was going back and forth with some people.
Yeah.
And he did a really good job. He did a really good job getting after some people. It was pretty funny.
And you know, he is 2-7 in the Elite Eight, and he has failed to get to a Final Four with all of these one and dones that he's had. I put out a list after they lost of like 8 or 9 one and done players that were supposed to be the next LeBron James, and some of them had good seasons at KU, some of them didn't, but none of them got to the Final Four. It's notable, but again, he's won 13 straight Big 12 championships. He's won a national championship. Bill Self will leave when he wants to leave.
Yeah,
unless they have some big scandal breakout. But you know.
This is a good example of just, you know, how much things change when you raise the expectation level somewhere. Like, for instance, here you can relate it back to here. In 2003. You would have killed for an 8-10 Big 12 season and an NCAA tournament, but when you experience the Frank Martin era, 4 tourneys in 5 years, 4 round of 32s in 5 years, an Elite Eight, competing at that type of level, like you have tasted more success and the expectations change.
In those tweets, you read, not the ones you read off, but as you're looking through all the tweets that mentioned firing Bill Self, was there anything that said like, man, I really wish we had this guy back, like Roy Williams, to save the program?
I didn't see much on Roy Williams, but the hard part was...
Which is, that's like honestly the only guy you could probably line up resumes and be like, all right, he has a more impressive resume than Bill Self. Like, John Calipari's been really the same kind of dude as Bill Self as far as losing in the postseason, and he doesn't run his league nearly as much as Bill Self does.
The hard part was, though, there are several KU fans who are smart enough to know how dumb these tweets are, and so some of them were tweeting things sarcastically, and I had to go back and sort out who was being serious and who was not, and include the people who were actually serious, including the guy talking about wheelchair basketball.
I'm going to go ahead and say that was a labor of love for you doing that.
That was great, great emotional stress relief for me, given what's been going on in the last couple weeks.
You can't be serious at 550. Maybe we will finally get to some spring football, unless, you know, I get another quote here of somebody just outing the former boss, former El Jefe, K-State Athletics. You know what? If you miss a John Weefall quote, we'll give it to you on the other side. Plus, why I do think spring football will be kind of fun and K-State's in a good spot on the game.